Others are affected by what I am and say and do, so that a single act of mine may spread and spread in widening circles through a nation or humanity. Through my vice, I intensify the taint of vice throughout the universe. Through my misery, I make multitudes sad. On the other hand, every development of my virtue makes me an ampler blessing to my race. Every new truth that I gain makes me a brighter light to humanity. And this week's opening quote comes from William Ellery Channing. Welcome to Surviving the Matrix, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Maxwell Egan. It's a pleasure to be with you once again, and I'll be your host for the next hour. We often forget how much our actions affect others, and how much our actions actually affect reality itself. We often forget that the reality in which we live is an energetic universe, and when we have thoughts and when we perform actions, these also affect reality in an electromagnetic sense, and things ripple out. Things ripple out and become part of other people's reality. And when one is acting in a manner which is dishonest towards other people, or is dishonest to yourself, or is failing to act in the face of something, should be turning a blind eye to that which you should be turning and facing, then it does affect reality and it does affect the people around you. It goes out, it causes ripples in the energy field of creation itself, and does create an electromagnetic interference that goes out and affects the people around them. And it's the same for any emotional state that we find ourselves in, and unfortunately, it's also the same for any state of consciousness we find ourselves in, such as the state of apathy we find most of the world in at the moment, or at least most of Western society, and certainly most of Australia. And Australia, my country, is at the moment very much in a state of crisis. It's in a state of crisis, and it's very difficult to unify the people, to create any type of unity within our community in this country. Unfortunately, even within the alternate research community in this country, there are people who have their own little cults going who are desperately afraid of anything which may create any unity within the people or any type of mechanism that may be created by the people that can be used to combat the actions of our criminal government, and who will do anything they can to perpetuate division and perpetuate the fight. Because unfortunately for many people within the alternate research community, it's all about the fight. It's not about winning, it's not about losing, it's about the fight. And these people just would not know what to do if they didn't have the fight. And that's why so many people don't ever focus on solutions or attempt any type of unity and seek to undermine any type of unity that may be created in our community. But it's getting to a time when we have to put all of this aside, folks, and we really do have to unite as a community because, as I said, this country, Australia, my country, your country, if you live here with me, is currently in a state of crisis. It is under attack from corporate interests who are going to destroy this country's groundwater. And they're going to do so with the full green light from the sociopathic morons whom we employ as government in this country. That would be Der Führer, Tony Abbott, and every one of the henchmen down the line from the top of the pyramid, which is him, who are working to also destroy their country by supporting the corporate rape of Australia's groundwater. And really, when you look at this situation, folks, the biggest threat we are facing to groundwater in this country, and indeed the biggest threat to the protection of groundwater in this country, comes from the actions of the police. And the reason this is the case is because of the following. Australia is a desert nation, and the security of this nation is dependent upon groundwater. Therefore, any threat to groundwater in this country must be seen as a threat to national security. and therefore any police officer involved has a moral obligation to do the right thing and to stand up to protect groundwater in this country. In fact, the police should be breaking ranks on this issue and turning and standing with the people because they have a moral obligation to do so. And not only do they have a moral obligation, they also have a legal obligation to do so because it is against the law to pollute water in this country. And so that alone should be cause for these police to break ranks and stand with the people. And the fact that these police are not doing so would indicate that they are not suitable for the position that they currently hold. We are truly in a very, very serious situation, ladies and gentlemen. And if the people of this country do not stand up and do something about the criminals in government who are destroying this country and the criminal actions of this government, then this country will soon be lost. And so perhaps by expressing the truth for what it is, I can also cause that emotion to ripple out to the people of Apothralia and hopefully wake them up. I mean, what happened to us, folks? What happened to this country? What happened to the people in this country? The people in this country used to stand up and do what was right. We always used to have a high moral fiber in this country. And a high moral standard. Look at us now. We've got corrupt criminal politicians bent on destroying groundwater. We've got sociopathic police officers. They're bringing in 600 riot police to pit them against farmers and their wives and children who are attempting to protect groundwater in Bentley. Look out in the centre of Australia, what do you find? You find hundreds upon hundreds of women and children and men kept in detention centres, refugees who came here, people who were desperate enough to pile their family onto a leaky boat and set out for the ocean to end up God knows where because it was better than facing the situation they were in, only to find themselves arrive in Australia and get put into a concentration camp in the middle of the country where we have children that have been incarcerated for years because of the crime of wanting to escape persecution in another part of the world. That's how criminal and sociopathic our government is. And not only that, but this action is often supported by the people of Australia, which shows how sociopathic these people have been programmed to be. There's no thought of humanity. There's no thought of mankind. There's no thought of doing what is right. All it is worrying about the economic pathogen. These people may be coming to steal our jobs. Forget the fact that we never ask why we need jobs, why we're required to pay to be alive. But no, forget the people, forget the refugees, just put them in the middle of the desert and leave them there and out of sight, out of mind, we don't care, leave them there to rot. That is the attitude of the scumbag Australian government, and it's going to continue that way until the people of this country wake up to themselves and choose to take the moral high ground and stand up and do what is right. We've got legislation in Queensland saying that anybody the government names can be considered guilty until proven innocent and can be incarcerated without charge or trial. We've got police in Western Australia saying they can just pick up anybody that they suspect of anything and just put them in a cell and worry about charging them later or finding something to charge them with later. We've got forced sterilisation. We've got 12-year-old girls who are able to be talked into sterilisation by family services and they don't even have to tell their family about it in Western Australia. And that's just what's happening in this country. And of course we've got similar things happening in every other country around the world. Look what's happening in the United States, look what's happening in UK, look what's happening in Canada, look what's happening in Ukraine, thanks to Western help. What was it, 400 Blackwater mercenaries deployed into Ukraine the other day? And the United States flexing its nuclear muscles? And all of this rubbish and war rhetoric and bullshit going on with these people. And meanwhile, ticking away in the background like a time bomb, we've got Fukushima pouring hundreds upon hundreds of tons of nuclear waste into the Pacific Ocean every single day, just as it's been doing since the 11th of April 2011. And that is the state of the world today. All of this is going on right under everybody's noses, while all of this other stuff is being waved in front of their faces so they don't see it. Things such as the war posturing in Ukraine, or just useless stuff that doesn't mean anything. For example, the other day I was talking to a friend. He said he picked up a local newspaper and glanced at the front page. On the headlines was a full-page spread of Dwayne Johnson, and the article was about how much his stuntman looks like him. This was the front-page news on my local newspaper last Tuesday. And then you look through the rest of the paper, and half of it is sport, a couple of feel-good stories, a little bit of fashion, and absolutely nothing about what is actually going on, not only in the world, but in this country. And that type of media, unfortunately, is where most people get their information. Yes, folks, we've got a serious situation on this planet. And I've been coming onto this show for the last six, nearly 7 years, and so have many other alternate media personalities, so have many other radio announcers, radio hosts, we've had people making films, we've had so much information put out there into the public domain. And I really believe that with what we are now facing, the time has come for people to draw their line in the sand. Stop thinking by not facing the bad things they're going to go away, because they're not. Stop listening to cultists attempting to create division and attempting to perpetuate the fight, making up lies about everybody and telling everybody that everybody else is a government plant, that anybody who wants to create unity is a government plant. And this is a program that many people appear to be running. There was a document that was released many years ago in which the author claimed to be a representative of the Illuminati or whatever, or maybe it was the Protocols of Zion or some fiction that was put out there, which claimed in the document that any opposition that arises will be controlled by us, which of course is simply a syntax, it's simply a spell, it's a program, and people took that program on board and they seriously believe that anything that rises against the government is controlled opposition. But think about it, folks, how can it all be controlled? Can they control what you think and what you do? Can they control what I think and what I do? Of course they can't. But people took the program on, and now they are terrified of anything which may create unity and anything which may rise against the criminals in government. And it's a program, and so many people are running it, it's absolutely ridiculous. Because, of course, the government and the Illuminati cannot control everything everybody does, because they cannot control you and what you think and what you do, not unless you believe they can. So don't run that program, folks. There are ways through this, and we're not going to get through it if we don't unify, and anybody who's speaking out against unity is either running that program or they themselves are controlled opposition. And that is the very obvious truth in regard to that matter. I mean, sure, there's going to be government-sponsored controlled opposition. There always is. But there are going to be people who have ideas, people in the alternate research community who have ideas and attempt to put them into motion. So don't believe everything is a conspiracy, folks, because if you do, then you're just buying into the programming, because there are a lot of legitimate people that are working to make legitimate change, but they require the participation of the people to make it happen. The trick is finding a way to bring all of these organizations together, and that's one of the things I hope to achieve with the Full Circle Project. But also in creating the Full Circle Project, I don't want to create a project that is going to be in competition with anything else. The last thing we want is to divide the strategy, because divide and conquer will always succeed. But I do believe if we all work together, there are ways that we can get through all of this. The problem is, you see, that people are running programs. That is one of the most divisive mechanisms that we have. People are running so many programs, and people are so programmed to think that everybody is against them, and to think that anything that will be organized against this criminal system will be controlled opposition. And not only is it ridiculous, but it is, of course, exactly what the controlling hand wants people to believe. It's time for the people to put all of this stuff aside and to look within their own hearts and see the beauty that is in there and to stand up and apply it to the world. It's time for everybody to stand up for themselves. It's time for everybody to stand up for the people around them. People just have to put all of these programs down and start to see the validity of each other and realize that we are all in this together, and if we can just put down all of the stuff we have with each other, we can change things. We can address the problems that we face if we unite as one respectful people on this planet, regardless of our differences. It's time for everybody to see everybody else as being valid, and it's time for us to stand up and to prevent this world from being destroyed. Because the criminals that we have in government, people whom we employ to do the opposite of what they are doing, are stealing the wealth of this planet, they're destroying this planet, and they are taking everything they can for themselves. I mean, I don't even know what these people can be thinking, but nothing that the politicians on this planet do makes any sense at all, and it's time for the people of this earth to stand up and say, enough is enough. We have drawn our line in the sand, and we are not going to allow you to cross it. And it's time for the people of Australia to definitely do this, and it's time for the police officers that are supporting this criminal corruption and corporate rape of this country to wake up to themselves and work to protect the people of this nation. Because if they don't, in a few years from now, they're going to be able to sit back and say, well, yeah, I did that. I destroyed the country. And that's the situation we are facing. As I said on the show last week, folks, the world has gone mad, and it's about to go madder. If we don't check it now and rein this government in, then you ain't seen nothing yet, because as mad as you think it is now, it's about to get completely insane. And all of this insanity is being brought about by criminal politicians who don't give a damn about the people in their country. All they care about is supporting their corporate masters and the power tripping that they all enjoy so much. And never has this been more exemplified than in our current Prime Minister, Tony Abbott. Well, I don't know about you folks, but I will be heading down to the Bentley blockade this weekend, and I will be there in the morning when the riot police arrive with the wellhead. And I've just received a message from someone. It isn't 600 riot police they're bringing. It's 800 riot police they are bringing, and they are pitting them against farmers and their wives and children and people who are performing their civic duty in attempting to protect the corporate destruction of the most valuable resource in this country, namely our water, the groundwater that gives life to this country. The people that are trying to protect this and save their country are being attacked by 800 police officers who are being brought in to support the corporate rape of their country. As I said a few shows ago, folks, the biggest problem that we face in the world today, truly, is the stupidity of modern police officers, the lack of moral fiber of these individuals, and their willingness to support corporate corruption and simply go along with whatever order any sociopathic politician hands them, regardless of how criminal, how treasonous, how repressive, and how corrupt it may be. These people simply follow it to the letter, blind obedience, because they are totally programmed to believe authority is real. In fact, they are so programmed to believe authority is real that they will continue to support authority and to support and carry out any order they are given by whatever criminal politician gives it to them until the earth is destroyed. And that is the biggest problem that we face in the world today. The question is, what do you intend to do about it? That's the question for everybody, because the only ones who can do anything about the current global situation, the situation that I've just described for you in Australia, this is happening in every country on the planet, folks, and the only people who can do anything about it are the people themselves. So where is your line in the sand? We really need to step back from this system and turn and pay attention to what we're doing to this planet. I'd like to see the whole country go on strike and everybody go to Canberra and sack the government. That's what I'd like to see. I'd like to see the entire Australian government dismissed, because that is what they deserve, every single one of them. Or at least everyone who has not spoken out about coal seam gas mining, anyone who hasn't mentioned the corrupt monetary system, anyone who is supporting one word of the Abbott regime, anybody who hasn't spoken out about the refugee situation needs to be removed from office, and we can go and put them on Christmas Island where they put their refugees, and they can see how they like it there. We could give them all a hammer each. They seem to like war, so we'll give them each a hammer, and they can have their war, and we may be able to eliminate that defective gene pool altogether. You want to do your country a favour, folks? Boycott the next election pending suitable candidates. Things are really coming down to the wire this year, folks, and the gloves have to come off. And as you can see, I'm a little angry lately. I'm a little angry at what's going on in this country, and I'm a little frustrated at the failure of the people of Apothralia to stand up for themselves against the corporate corruption that is sweeping across this country. And look, to be fair, we do have a lot of people who are standing up for themselves, but I'm wondering how far the other 80% of mindless drones in this country are going to let things go before they stand up and take some action and at least begin to pay attention to the surroundings that they live in. I mean, what's it going to take? How bad is it going to have to get before these people wake up to themselves? I mean, I knew it was going to have to get bad, and I've always said that it's going to have to get a lot worse than what it is now before people stand up. But seeing this destruction of the Northern Rivers, which is my home, has really brought things home to me. And in the last month, I'm afraid I have become increasingly angry with the government and increasingly frustrated with the people of this country. Because if they're not going to stand up for themselves, then unfortunately there is very little that I can do. And it has become a great source of frustration to me. So excuse me for venting the way I have been on the last few shows, but things really are coming to a head here, folks. I mean, so much so that it's distracted me from almost everything. I haven't been able to do any work on the film. I mean, I've been away doing speaking engagements, but I've been paying so much attention to this issue and to the coal seam gas issue and to the underhanded tactics of this government and trying to wake people up on the ground here so much that I simply haven't had time to do the work on the projects that I want to work on. I just haven't had the time to dedicate to them because my mind has been in other places, mainly on attempting to combat the destruction of my local environment. I mean, as I said, I've been away doing speaking dates, but I've also been attending meetings and community meetings at night. Almost every night I'm out visiting people and trying to organise community action. So it's been a very exhaustive couple of months, the last couple of months, folks. As I believe I previously mentioned, it's one thing to be speaking out against the global situation and doing it for so many years and speaking out against the destruction and raping of our environment that's been happening, but it's another thing when it comes to your backyard. And to see it right here in the Northern Rivers area is really bringing things home to me. And as good as it is to remain calm in the face of such things, the situation here really is becoming quite desperate. A few weeks ago, there was 3,000 people at the blockade to stop the wellhead coming in. Now they're bringing 800 riot police. I'm wondering how many thousands of people will be there to prevent this from happening. How many of them are going to get injured? How many innocent people are going to be hurt by these terrorist thugs when they attempt to bring in this destructive device and pollute the groundwater with it? How many people are going to be hurt in this conflict? and how long are the people going to be able to last? Of course, they can't keep it up forever, and I'm hoping there will be thousands of people show up to the blockade, and the more they arrest, then the more people will come. If they take 1,000 away, then another 2,000 will come. I just want to see this go on, and I want to see this wellhead stopped. And no matter how much they bring and how much force they bring to bear on the people, they can't keep it up forever, folks. So if we can maintain and hold the ground for a few days, then we will succeed in keeping this corporate rape of the Northern Rivers at bay. And if you do go to the blockade, bear in mind that you are performing your civic duty, you are upholding the law of this country, and it is your duty to do so. And the ones who are breaking the law, regardless of what they say, are the police themselves. These people are breaking the law, and the people need to stand firm and not allow this country to be destroyed. I know it's a sad day when the people that you must defend yourself against are the very people you employ to keep you safe. I know it's a sad day when the biggest enemy a country faces is its own government. But unfortunately, we have reached that day. And now that we've reached this crux, this tipping point, the choice is ours. We can take it either direction. But if we succumb to this corporate rape of the country, and it's only going to deteriorate and go downhill from this point, and if we fail to stand up to this government and its actions, then we will fall. It will be the end of this country. And now is the time that we have to stand up and do something about it. And as difficult as it is for many people to come to terms with this reality, this is the reality of our situation in 2014, most especially here where I live in Australia. Now, I admit a lot of my words on the show today may seem a little harsh. But, well, the planet that we live on, the Earth, is what gives us life, ladies and gentlemen. That is a simple fact of the matter. And what brings life to the country that I was born in, the country that I currently inhabit, the place to which my life's blood is indelibly connected, is groundwater. It is groundwater to which life in this country is wholly dependent. And this groundwater is now under threat in order to support an economic model. This is complete insanity, ladies and gentlemen. Even if it were true, it would be complete insanity. You don't destroy the earth in order to balance the books. But the point of the matter is that it is not true, and they are not doing this for economic reasons the way they claim. Everything that this government is doing, they're saying they're doing to support economics. They're saying they're doing it because it will be good for the economy. But none of this wealth is ever passed down to the people, and if they were doing it for economic reasons, then surely they would exploit the 233 billion barrels of oil that has recently been discovered in Cooper Pedy in the Ukaringa Basin. That is enough oil to raise the standard and lower the cost of living in this country substantially. It is enough oil to be able to fertilize and green vast areas of desert that are currently unusable. It is enough oil to be able to pay off the national debt and feed and house every homeless person in this country and still supply Australia for the next 300 or 400 years. That is, in fact, enough oil to change the entire geopolitical structure of this planet. So do not think that anything this government is doing is actually being done for economic reasons, because nothing could be further from the truth. Now, earlier in the show, at one stage, I was talking to you about programming. I mentioned how many people have been programmed to believe that anything that rises against the government will be controlled by the government. But really, folks, the ridiculousness of such a statement should be apparent to anybody. I mean, human beings are very creative. We have incredibly creative potential, every one of us. We are able to think independently, and we can have spontaneous ideas. And if we're motivated, we can put these ideas into action. If the action is good, if it inspires people around us, then movements come into being and things happen and change comes about. How can any person or any system control the creative potential of the human mind in regards to the individual? They can't. Not yet, anyway. They are working towards it, of course, but at the moment, they can't. I mean, they've tried with things like fluoride in the water system and an indoctrination system rather than an education system. But the human mind is a very creative thing, and there are going to be people who have ideas who put them into practice, and things are just going to happen. Change is just going to come about as long as people are open to it. But there's no way we're ever going to be able to defeat this system without some type of unity. We need to create some type of system to replace the system that's here now so that we can then move to a position and move to a state of consciousness where we don't need a system at all. But we can't simply go from system to no system, because if we do, many, many people will suffer. So I'll tell you right now, anybody is promoting a dropping of the system completely and moving to a state of no system altogether is definitely government controlled or is definitely delusional, because it cannot happen that way, as too many people will suffer. The whole concept of not having a transitional period is simply ridiculous and is the product of a delusional mind. And not only that, folks, but attempting to get people who are, shall we say, locked into the matrix to understand what's going on and offer them something different, you actually have to have something different to offer them. And offering them a state of self-governance, which is effectively anarchy, is not what they're looking for. Trust me on this. Even if self-governance is what we ultimately need, well, we need to re-educate people to a point where that can happen. We simply couldn't move to that at the moment. We wouldn't have anarchy. We would have chaos. And we don't need chaos. We need something which will lead us back to where we should be. And that fact should be obvious to anybody able to think. So don't listen to the programming that's fed to you, folks. Stand up for yourself and look at the situation that we're facing. You know, we have an incredible creative potential. But what we have at the moment is a system that's been created for us, and it's controlling that creative potential. And it's leading us down a pathway which is ultimately going to lead to the destruction of life on this planet, or the destruction of most of humanity anyway. It's certainly going to do a lot of damage. I mean, it may not lead to the destruction of all life on the planet, because I'm sure the planet will recover, but it's certainly going to do a lot of damage. And we have so many issues to deal with, folks. We shouldn't even be listening or paying attention to this war rhetoric with Ukraine. It'll never happen. World War III will not happen. They'll keep trying to distract you with stuff like that so you don't pay attention to the fracking, so you don't pay attention to what's going on in Fukushima, so you don't pay attention to the chemtrails, the spraying in the sky, the geoengineering, climate remediation, whatever you want to call it. They don't want you paying attention to all of the stuff that is going on right under your nose, and so they're waving World War III in front of your face the way they have been doing since the 1960s. They've been waving World War III and the nuclear threat in front of everybody's faces while they destroy the world around them. And to a large extent, it's worked, because that's what people fear. They fear the unknown. They fear that which may be right there on the horizon. And by being placed in that state of fear for that which may happen, they are not in the now, and they are therefore not paying attention to what is happening right around them. In fact, it's quite a remarkable trait of humankind to do this. We fear that which may come, but we are in denial of that which is. Oh, no, don't show me anything negative around me. I'm too much in fear of that which hasn't happened yet. And we need to alleviate this problem, folks. We've got to pay attention to what is happening. We cannot allow our countries to be destroyed in order to support an economic model which was apparently put there to service mankind's needs. I mean, the situation that humanity finds itself in is, in fact, completely and utterly ridiculous, and it's time we paid attention to it, folks. You know, attention is an interesting thing, isn't it? It's a very useful tool because attention is what is used to control the world. It's what's used to control what people think. Because, as they say, where attention goes, energy flows. And that's what they do, is they grab your attention and they bamboozle you with tricks like the magician does, and you never notice what the left hand is doing. The stuff that you see in the foreground, the stuff that you see on the surface, is never what is really happening in the world. All the stuff that we see on the surface with Ukraine, all of the war rhetoric and war posturing, all the stuff we see on the surface with global warming, all the stuff we see with peak oil, this is not what's happening. It's never the way it appears on the surface. But they control you with your attention. They keep your attention focused on certain things, and other things are going on in the background all the time. One of the things that they use to keep people's attention, of course, is sex. That's why our Western societies are structured the way they are. That's why sex is always put on your face. They keep you distracted with sex. They make sex something taboo that you shouldn't talk about, and something that we keep to the bedroom and we keep to ourselves, and it's all very naughty and all very disgusting, and yet they put it in your face all the time so that you're always thinking about it because you're not allowed to have it. So it keeps you distracted with that. So even when you're coming into contact with people of the opposite sex, there's usually something going on. Oh, she's attractive, he's attractive. All of this sort of stuff is going on in our minds. So we're not really thinking about what we should be thinking about. We're thinking about this taboo topic that we're not allowed to discuss. And that's how they keep your attention with that. And it's the same with all of the political stuff that you see on the surface. What's going on in Ukraine, all of this war rhetoric, is to keep you distracted from what is going on right in your own backyard and what is going on right in front of your faces right now. That's what they do it for, and that's how they do it. They keep you distracted with other things. They keep you distracted with sex, with entertainment, with war, with fear, and you never notice what's going on right in your backyard and what is going on in your own society. You don't notice your rights being removed. You don't notice your groundwater being polluted. You don't notice smart meters being put on your home and vaccination programs being introduced. You don't notice pension cuts happening. You don't notice all of these things that are going on right in your backyard. You don't notice the police state being built around you because you're too distracted with what may happen in some other part of the world. And it's all theater, folks. It's theater for the masses. That's all it is. I mean, there's so many theatrics involved in our society, folks. Just look at the political system. That's theater for the masses. The political system is there to give people the illusion of choice, and all government is there to do is to appease the people while the corporations steal from them. The governments are there to appease them and make them believe that it's all being done for their best interests, when nothing could be further from the truth. So it's all distraction, folks. You really need to look what the left hand is doing. But more importantly, you need to look what you are doing. And you need to wake up to yourself and wake up to the individual power that you hold. Because ultimately, all of the rubbish that we're facing on the planet and all the damage that's being done is being done by people who have simply convinced other people that their idea of reality is what we all should do. But once we rediscover ourselves, then we will find that, no, there is a much better way of doing things. And the best way, really, is for people to express themselves and to experience the art of their own life. I mean, I know we've got a long way to go before we get back to that point, but it's really where we need to be going. I mean, there's a lot of things we need to be doing, folks. We really do. We need to take responsibility for ourselves, and we need to stand up, and we need to dismiss our governments. I know this sounds like a radical thing to do, and Perhaps it is a radical and perhaps drastic thing to do, but it's what needs to be done. It's what needs to be done here in Australia. The Australian government absolutely needs to be dismissed because it is just too corrupt. It is not serving the people, and it is not serving the best interests of the country or the nation or anything. All it's doing is pandering to corrupt corporate interests. And it needs to be dismissed if this country is to have a future. And what needs to happen is the people of Australia need to all stand together and express a loss of confidence in this government's ability to govern and to take the necessary steps to have the government dismissed. And it needs to be done as a matter of necessity, folks, because if we don't do this, then we're not going to have a country to live in. Simply because the Australian government has, as I said, ceased to serve the interests of the people of this country in any way, shape, or form. And now we are at the tipping point. Now we're at the crossroads where we have to make a decision. Are we going to allow ourselves to be killed by sociopaths simply because they wrote rules on pieces of paper? Or are we going to stand up for ourselves, choose to take the moral high ground, and reinstate natural law into this existence, and live by natural law, and do what is right, do the right thing in all that we do? That's all we have to do, folks. Respect each other and do the right thing in all that we do. Do not pander to corporations, and do not take a backward step to corrupt authority. Do not take a backward step to anybody who believes they have a right of ownership over you, and always take the moral high ground in anything that you do. Never, ever obey any legislation which interferes with your moral compass. That's all we have to do, folks. If we all did that, we could change the world. But we have to stand up to these corrupt lunatics in this government. We have to stand up to these corrupt criminals in Canberra, and I have no problem calling them criminals. Tony Abbott, you are a criminal. You're a treasonous criminal. You need to be removed from office, and I think you need to be put in jail. You're one of the few politicians that I really do believe deserves a jail term simply because of the sociopathic, psychopathic, moronic, heartless attitude you seem to have for all living things. And I base that statement on your actions. I absolutely do believe Tony Abbott to be a psychopath. I believe him to be a criminal, and I also believe that any politician who supports him is also very much in need of some type of psychological evaluation, because I don't see how anyone who supports such a corrupt, sociopathic, and heartless individual as Tony Abbott could in any way be categorized as being sane. But I digress. But that's the time in history that we're in, folks. We're in a time in history when we get to make the decision. We get to make the choice. We've been provided with the opportunity for choice, and now we get to make that choice. We get to decide whether we wish to be free, whether we wish to step into our own power, or whether we choose to be slaves for the rest of mankind's existence, because that's probably where it will go. Once it gets locked into this transhumanist control grid, then it will be very difficult for mankind to extricate themselves from it. But we are now at the point where we get to choose which way we're going to go. Because they're really pushing towards this agenda, folks. It isn't just with the destruction of the water table and all the things that they're doing. With the biometrics that they wish to introduce to computer systems, so you'll need thumbprints and retina scans to access your computer, to be able to go online, so everything you do will have a fingerprint. They'll be able to use this type of stuff to slowly fade out any type of activism in the alternate media. They'll be able to attach a fingerprint to everything everybody does, and they can bring in anti-terrorist legislation or something so that it becomes a crime to speak out against the corrupt criminals in government, and they will just go down that path. Indeed, they seem to be going down that path already, folks. When you look at what happened to Bradley Manning because he exposed corruption, look at the vilification of Edward Snowden because he exposed corruption. So this is where they're going with it. And with the biometrics and everything they're bringing into the internet, this will soon be applied to the alternative research community, and you'll find that people just disappear off the streets and people just wonder whatever happened to that guy who used to announce on the radio, and that's the way it will go. But we have a choice in the matter, folks. We have a choice to do things completely differently should we choose to step into our power. And that's what this time in history is. And look, I believe that even with all of the disdain that I display for politicians, because, I mean, I have to do it to keep me sane, folks. I've got to attack something and somebody sometimes because it just drives me nuts sometimes with all this information and just not having anywhere to direct my anger. So I direct it at the politicians. But for all my vilification of politicians and for people who work within the parameters of the system, I do believe there are people within the system who do want positive change and who are trying to bring about positive change from within the parameters of the system. They're doing it that way because it's the only way they know how to operate. I'd like people to step away from the system, but I realize that we have a long way to go before people are going to be ready to do something like that. But I think there are ministers, there are people in power, in office, in this country and in other countries who do want change. I think there are people within government in this country who do recognise the dangers of things such as coal seam gas mining and who do want to stop this practice in our country. So it isn't all lost. There are people working behind the scenes on both sides of the fence and in all levels of the hierarchy that are at least semi-awake and are attempting to bring about positive change. All is not lost. It's simply the system that is the problem. And that's the thing. The system has an energy of its own. It's like a life form of its own. And it's people's belief in the reality of the system which gives it its energy. But really, it's just an idea. As I said to someone recently, the government isn't real. The government is simply an idea that exists in a book. It's just a thing. It's an idea. It's a meme. People put on expensive suits and they go to these big buildings and they do what it says in the book. And that's all it is. It's not actually anything tangible. Government, it's just an idea. Even the word government, as I've mentioned so many times in the past, derived from gubermente or gubermare. Guber meaning control and mente or mare meaning mind. It is control mind. It is mind control. That is what government is. It's just an idea, folks. It's not anything that is actually real. And that's why we need to move back into self-governance. But self-governance will only come from self-responsibility. And true self-responsibility will only ever come from respect. Indeed, all responsibility is based in respect. And when we learn how to do that, and we learn how to respect ourselves properly, then we will respect others by default. And it is at that point that the world will change. And look, it is changing, folks. I'm seeing huge changes here. I'm seeing an enormous amount of community action. I'm seeing people getting together all over the country. Really, I'm seeing a lot of women getting involved as well. I'm seeing a lot of women becoming involved in the truth movement. And that is a great thing because the force of an angry mother is something which is virtually unstoppable. And once women wake up to the fact that their children are actually being harmed by this government, then they are getting right on board. And we're seeing a lot of community groups, especially where I'm living. And that is a very good thing. And once the community rises to a state of empowered action, then we really will see some major changes. And I think the government is realizing this as well, because I've just received a report now after everything that I've just said in the show. I've just received a report that the license for Metgasco to drill at Bentley has just been suspended pending an anti-corruption investigation. So that is at least a small victory for now. At least it means that I won't be going on Monday morning and facing off with 800 riot police because the drilling has now been suspended pending an anti-corruption inquiry. Of course, they may come back. But it does indicate that what I said is true, that there are ministers working within the system who want to stop this coal seam gas mining and want to see that our country is protected. The problem we are facing with this, however, is, as I said a couple of shows ago, the fact that the gas has already been pre-sold to China. And that is a huge issue. because we in Australia are now in a position where if we renege on the gas deal, we risk going to war with a nation as powerful as China. But if we honour the gas deal and give them the gas the John Howard government already sold them, then we will effectively destroy our country and render it uninhabitable. And that is the issue that we face here in Australia. So even with this small victory we have just won at Bentley, do not expect the coal seam gas industry to go away. Not without a fight. And I believe the only effective way to fix this problem is to dismiss the Australian government. I truly believe we will never find any remedy within the two major parties or within the parameters of the Green Party. We need to structure a new form of government in this country, one that can never become as corrupt as the government we now have, and one that will ultimately lead back to a point where it becomes so small as to service to manage infrastructure only, and to put governance back into the hands of each individual. Admittedly, we have a long way to go to get to that point, but with the proper education, it should really only take a couple of generations. Because that's what we need, folks. We need to have the respect for ourselves and the awareness of ourselves to be able to govern ourselves, each one of us individually. But we obviously have to re-educate a lot of people to get to that point. But that's what we need. We don't need to be controlled by anybody. We need to be free to be able to express our own creative potential to the best of our potential and the greatest of our ability. We need to be free to be able to be all that we can be, because that's what we're here to do. That's the purpose of our life. That's the purpose of the experience. Well, what great news of the suspension of the drilling license at Bentley. What an emotional rollercoaster ride this show has been for me. I've gone from absolute anger and frustration to amazing relief and clarity in one show. That's amazing, and I'm overwhelmed that that has happened. As I said, folks, it's still not over yet. It's just one victory, but just one victory can bring a lot of inspiration for further action, and that's what I think it will be. I think it's a very, very positive step. And as I said, it does show that there are ministers in there that are working to stop this industry and that see the danger that we are facing in this country from coal seam gas. The fact that they are using an anti-corruption inquiry, it's not to do with any licenses, it's not to do with anything about geology or anything to do with the community or anything like that. It's about an anti-corruption inquiry. So someone's found a loophole somewhere and said, oh yes, look, we need to look at this because there may be a conflict of interests. And they're using that to stop the drilling from going ahead. So that's a very good thing. So very positive sign there, folks. And it's nice to end the show on a happy note after the previous tirade that you've all put up with. And I thank you for putting up with my ranting. But sometimes, folks, I just get angry and I need to express myself. And you're the ones who get it. But I think we're at the end of the show here, folks. So I'm going to have to leave it there for now. Thank you to anybody who has ever made a contribution to the website. Thank you to all the kind words and the kind emails you send me. Thank you to anybody who did contribute to the Crow House Indiegogo campaign. And to all those who did donate, I will get your perks out to you as quickly as I am able. As I said, folks, everything you see on the Crow House is a one-man show, and it does take me a little time to get around to doing things sometimes, simply because I've got so much going on here on the ground. But that is it for me, folks. I'm now completely out of time. I'll look forward to speaking to you again next week. Please take good care until then. In La Keshe.